hello, everybody. This is Danny Johnson. And you know what? We're having some technical difficulties with Hans Johnson being able to get on the line tonight to do introductions. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to kick off this call with no introductions at all. In fact, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to open up the lines right now, and all of you guys just all at once just scream out where you're calling from and what your name is. We're going to hear all kinds of chaos going on, and then I'll go ahead and begin teaching for tonight. So hold on 1 second.
New York.
As you can tell, man, there's a whole bunch of us on the line tonight. Hello, everybody. It is Monday night. It is, I believe, September 12th. It's 7 p.m. California time. This is a live call. I'm actually talking to you live from Santa Barbara, California. My daughter, my firstborn baby, is going in to be induced in just a few hours for my grandbaby to be born here. And so I am traveling on the road, just checked into my room, and was absolutely just thinking and praying about how we can make tonight's call really a powerful one, and thinking about, man, it's September. We have 3 months left until the end of the month, to the end of the year, and we have 3 weeks left till the end of the month. How do we really make this month a powerful month? How do we close this month out with a big bang? How do we make it better than we've made the last month or the last 3 months? And so for those of you, this is your very first time hearing from us at DannyJohnson.com. I want to go ahead and introduce myself. Tonight, I'm going to give you 9 points on how you can make September and throughout the rest of the year your best 3 months ever, your last 3 weeks to be your best 3 weeks ever. How can you really maximize what is sitting here right before you, which is called time? So I will give you those 9 points in just a few minutes. My name is Danny Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a home where my parents both were drug addicts. My father was totally ridiculously abusive, verbally, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Every way imaginable, he was a very abusive man. So growing up in a house like that, I honestly didn't think that I would ever really amount to anything, you know, because he told me I wouldn't, and I totally believed him. And I heard about the industry when I was 19, and a friend of mine had introduced me, and honestly, I didn't think that it would work out for me, and that's what I told him. I said, you know what, this sounds great for you, but it's definitely not for me. And after several months of him doing what he, you know, him persisting with me and bringing me back, having me listen to these ridiculous conference calls that were totally boring, dragging my rear end to meeting after meeting, taking me out of town to these other meetings, I finally just got it, and I went, you know what, even if I fail, I'll still be doing better than you know, what I would be doing in a normal J-O-B. So I quit my job. I came in full-time, which, by the way, was my first business mistake, was quitting my job and thinking I could make this happen full-time. My first 6 months, I failed miserably. I mean, nothing was working for me. Oh, gosh, man, I talked to so many people. I tried so very hard, and I wound up just with total frustration. Completely disappointed, majorly discouraged, thinking that, you know, I wasn't going to make it and I was just going to fail. I met somebody along the way that told me about a training seminar that was going to cost me about $1,500 in order to just even get myself there and through the door. I didn't have that kind of money. I didn't have that kind of money to blow on something that I wasn't even sure was going to work. I went anyway, came out, made $4,000 in 8 days. In fact, my very first 5 months following that seminar, I made over $50,000, which was pretty outrageous for now a 20-year-old kid. With no college education, no business experience, nothing, but I invested in my education month after month and sometimes every other weekend in trying to learn as quickly as I could on how to really master the skills that were necessary to build a real profession out of the business that I had chosen to get started in. And so shortly after that, got married, went off, and the guy that I married changed his mind shortly after we got married, and he drained my bank account, maxed out my credit cards, leaving me with a $35,000 debt. And I had $2.03 to my name, a $35,000 debt, totally homeless, living out of my car, sleeping on beaches, showering in public places, destitute in every way, shape, and form. Lost my dreams, lost my passion, lost drive, lost desire. Wanted to just settle in and be a cocktail waitress for the rest of my life. And did get a job as a cocktail waitress shortly after I was homeless. And I wound up being homeless for several weeks, and I stayed homeless honestly by my own choice. Because I chose to focus on everything that was bad. I chose to focus on pitiful things that were going on. I chose to blame my husband and my father for why I turned into the failure that I had become. Instead of taking full responsibility and stepping up and making a change in my life, I just sat there and moaned and groaned and complained and whined and, you know, just loved talking to everybody about how badly, you know, abused I was and how bad it was that I had been taken advantage of. And so one day I really got sick and tired of it. I got tired of where I was going. My life was heading into drugs. I'm homeless. I'm just everything that I never wanted to be, I had become. I don't know if that's ever happened to you before. I pray to God that if that is you right now, that your life right now is not what you wanted it to become, that you listen intently to tonight's call, because you cannot end 2005 the way you ended 2004. You can't end 2005 like you ended 2000 or even 1985. Things have to change. They have to get better. We have to grow. We cannot stay the same. And if we're still whining and murmuring and complaining about who wronged us or who screwed us over or who did this to us and that to us, and because of the economy that is going on and because of the war this is going on, as soon as we stop moaning and complaining and groaning about it and we step up to make a change in our life, that's when things are going to begin to get better. And so that's what I did. December 26th of 1990, started a business from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth. I wound up making $2,000 the first 10 hours that I was in business. The next month made $6,500, then over $10,000 my first full-time month once I quit my job as a cocktail waitress. But at the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, had made my first million, and I was only 23 years old. I've gone on to make millions beyond that, raising my five children, working my business part-time, even today, still work on a part-time basis, building our business, helping people change their lives to improve their parenting, to improve their marriages, to improve their businesses, to improve their relationships, to improve their motivational skills, to improve their training skills, to improve their prospecting and their closing skills, their presenting skills, you name it. We have a system that is set in place that is not on trial. We are absolutely not on trial here. We've been at this for a long time. Well, you can do the math. 16 years that I've been in business and training and equipping other people to succeed. And we've had many come out of our training seminars earning six and seven figures. And, man, it's always the one that you think is the least likely to succeed. The ones that you think, there's just no way that person's going to be able to do that. And sure enough, they do it. I was one of those that was the least likely to succeed. So if you're one of those, you're in the right place. Sitting here at the right time. Let's hope that you know it. Because if you don't know it, this I can guarantee you there's another 1,000 other ears listening right now, and somebody's got to get the message out of tonight, and somebody's going to step up tonight and make a difference in their life, in turn making a difference in the next generation's life, and therefore not settling for less, not giving in, not giving up, not rolling over and being a doormat. But no, stepping up and stepping in to what their calling is, rising up out of debt, rising up out of poverty, rising up out of unfortunate situations, rising up out of discouragement, rising up out of depression, rising up out of whatever it is that you've allowed for yourself to get down, and instead saying enough is enough. I've had it. Something's got to change. Something's got to give. Okay? And so you can find tons of training, free training, skill development at www.Danny, which is D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. Again, www.Danny, D-A-N-I, Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. If you go to that website, register as a free member, you will get into an archive of about 50 free training calls that are available on there. And you name it. What do you need? You need time management? That was a call that was done 2 weeks ago. You need something on getting out of debt? That's a call that was done a year ago. You need something to improve your people skills? Man, there's about 30 calls inside those archives to help you improve your communication skills in the area of prospecting or even management, even training other people. You want to get better, increase your closing ratios, go to 1 out of 20 and now get them to 5 out of 10? Go to the website. There's tons of free information. information on that site in the archives that you can glean from, pull from, steal, cheat, whatever you want to do with it. It's there. Take it. It is theirs for the picking, and it's yours to use. Okay, so let me just go ahead and start with number one. You know, when I first got started after failing miserably, when I first got started after my stint of, you know, going nowhere, talking to hundreds and nothing happening, I met somebody that gave me four basic things that really impacted and changed my life. I've turned that over to give it to many other people. Thousands and tens of thousands from all over the world have heard these four things, and it's also impacted their life. And I pray to God that you really get it tonight. These four things really shaped my entire career. They will shape your career if you let them. If all I did was give you these four things and you shaped your entire life around it, I can guarantee you right now, you would have outrageous success in every single area of your life. Not only that, the kind of children that you would produce would blow your mind. I mean, seriously. The kind of kids that would be living in your house if you taught them these four things would totally blow your mind. So number one, and again, I'm giving you 9 points tonight. Number one, you have got to be willing to just absolutely get rid of all your excuses. So no excuses. Are you going to live a life filled with reasons, or are you going to live a life filled with results? Please hear my heart here. I was this kid that did not believe I could ever amount to anything. I was this person that just did not ever imagine that success would happen, that happiness would happen. I was just one of those people that had every excuse in the book to believe that I would still wind up a failure like most of my family was. I had those excuses of, you know, no one in my family has ever succeeded, so what makes me think I will? One of those excuses of, you know, my father didn't think I was any good, so, you know, what in the world makes me think that I should be? No one in my family's ever gone to college. No one in my family's ever made any money. No one in my family has ever done this or that or the other thing. And so literally, it was a person that was plagued with excuses. Let me give you the definition of an excuse. It's a well-planned lie. The definition of an excuse is a well-planned lie. It means that we look for reasons instead of results. And as soon as there's something to do, we find reasons not to get it done. And please hear my heart, and I have literally, my eyes are swollen with tears right now just even thinking about that there's some mom out there who's using her children as an excuse not to build her business. But there's some dad out there that's using God as an excuse to not give his business all that he should. But there's some couple out there that's giving some lame excuse of, and they're willing to give up their children's college future for the excuse is I'm too tired after I get home from work. There is somebody out, you know, somewhere, some young person out there that's given the excuse of, well, you know, I'm just too young and I don't really know what I'm doing. It's just an excuse. And it's unfortunate to me that 98% of the population is either dead or dead broke at the age of 65. And I know there's hundreds of you right now listening to me that are over the age of 65. And you look back on your life, you say, you know, it didn't quite turn out the way I thought it was going to. First, I made those investments along the way, but we pretty much lost our shorts, and I don't know what we're going to do with our future. And isn't it so sad, and I know that your heart is hurting for those that are younger, and they are literally just wasting time. They're wasting time 7 hours a day, in fact, in front of the television. Wasting time reading novels that are not going to help them to grow. Oh, they certainly find the money to buy that stupid crap jewelry on QVC. But man, when it comes time for them to invest into their education, for them to master skills in their new profession, for them to get to St. Louis to first steps to success, all of a sudden they can't afford it and they don't have any money. But they're willing to blow it on crap at Walmart week after week after week. But when it comes time to taking it and making their money work for them, now we have an excuse. No, I can't afford it. I can't go. I can't fly. I can't leave my family for a weekend. Whatever the excuse is. And hear my heart. I used to be one of those people that was filled with excuses. My excuse was that I was too young. The second excuse I had is that I was the wrong gender. Basically looked up to the heavens and said, God, you made a mistake when you made me a woman. Because this is man's world, the business world is. I'd like to succeed in it, but, you know, I'm the wrong sex. I can't. I'll never become anything because I'm a woman. And if I do become something, it'll always be lesser than any man. That's really what I thought. Really what I thought was that I was too stupid and I couldn't learn. Really what I thought was I was insignificant and I was never going to amount to anything. And so here was an opportunity to build a business, and I put every obstacle in front of myself that I could. Excuse after excuse after excuse. And see, when someone really doesn't believe that they're going to make it, they come up with reasons, not the truth. They don't say, you know, I really don't think I'm going to make it. No, they'll say things like, you know, I'm just too busy. I don't really have the time to build my business. You know, they'll say things, you know, I don't really know if it's going to work anyway. So, you know, I don't really want to waste my time. You know, I've already been to lots of training seminars, so I don't know why I need to go to another one. They come up with real lame excuses like, you know what, there's a problem with these leads. It's these leads is why I'm not succeeding. Or my upline, you know, if my upline was better, then I would be more successful. Or if I was in a different area, then I'd be more successful. If I was a man, I'd be more successful. As a woman, I'd be more successful. There are men listening to you men, I know you are. I know you are. You use the fact that you're a man as an excuse and say, you know, well, you know, this is more of a woman's business, so, you know, that's why I'm not succeeding. It breaks my heart because I know who I was and I know where I'm at today. And I know the journey that I've been on for the last 16 years. And I know how simple it was to crush from total failure to a complete success literally overnight. And it really wasn't about where there is a will, there is a way. And instead of becoming a professional reason maker, I became a professional results creator. Getting out there and getting the job done, doing what I know I needed to do to survive, doing what I needed to do to be able to grow my business to the next level. Instead of going, well, I'll wait till next month, or I'll wait till Monday, or I'll wait till after I go to St. Louis to First Steps to Success. I'll learn it first from Danny at First Steps in St. Louis, then I'll get busy. That is a procrastination habit. That is an excuse habit that First Steps to Success is not going to fix. That has to happen with you right here, right now. And so if we're going to continue to put excuses in front of us, and I'm telling you, this is so heavy on my heart, that we use, you know, well, if I had the right personality, or if I, you know, if I was, you know, if I was in the right business, or maybe I'm in the wrong business, or, you know, if only my upline was more successful, then I'd be more successful. And, you know, it's the wrong time of the year. You know, my kids are going back to school, and we've got basketball practice, or we've got soccer practice. You know, maybe next month will be a better month for me. Wow. Here's what's sad, and it breaks my heart, that many of you are trading results. You're trading success for excuses. And excuses are going to keep you broke for the rest of your life. Excuses are going to keep you from being all that you've been called to be for the rest of your life. Excuses are the only thing between you and that life that you desire. Excuses are the only thing that's between you and the lifestyle that you want, you and the debt-free lifestyle that you want. Excuses are the only thing between you and a happy marriage. Excuses are the only thing between you and children that you will be proud of someday, raising them up to honor people around them, to respect themselves and others around them, to love one another, to make good, wise choices. Excuses. I just don't have the time. Really? Let's really look at your time. Let's look at the last 7 days, and let's see how much of your time was spent in looking for excuses instead of actually getting the job done. Some of you started on a diet last week, and you already quit. You already quit. Why? Because of excuses. Well, it's not a real good time right now, and I, you know, it's that time of the month, you know, so right now is not the time to try to be on a diet. Whatever the excuse is that you found for yourself, how much longer do you want to be in misery living in the land of excuses? I beg you. I beseech you. I plead with you. I'm on the other side looking over going, come on, guys. All you have to do is throw your excuses to the ground and stomp on them and let them pave the way for you to succeed. Let you get them out of your head and put them under your feet and start doing what you know you are supposed to do. But, Danny, I really don't know if I'm supposed to be doing this. Listen to me. If you're listening to my voice right now, then you know that you know that you know you're supposed to step up and get busy. So that's number one. No excuses. How are we going to make the rest of this year a powerful 3 months? How? No excuses. How are you going to rise up in your skill level? No excuses. How are you going to get better in the next 3 months than you ever have been in the last 3 years? No excuses. How are you going to be happier? No excuses. You want to see your confidence rise? Next, your excuses. And you will watch yourself be a confident, thrilling, exhilarated, enthusiastic person who is on purpose making things happen. with an army of people that will follow you because people want that. They're tired of the humdrum. They're tired of giving in and giving up. They're tired of giving into total mediocrity and living this average way of life. And I'm not talking about your house. I'm not talking about your car. I'm not talking about your money. I'm talking about how you live. I'm not talking about how you drive or what your house is. I'm talking about how you live, your confidence level. Are you stepping out and growing? Or are you just using it as an excuse, well, it's not my personality. This is not me. Get over it. I beg you. That's what I did. If only, you could have been there 16 years ago to see where I started. Then you would say, whoa, man, if that failure can step up and get over her excuses, and man, she had 1,000 of them, then so can I. Number two, you need to just lay down for the next 90 days your opinions and your suggestions. And this goes for everybody that's listening to me, including every millionaire, every six-figure income earner. If you're listening to my voice right now, I want you to move into a place of being totally 100% teachable for the next 90 days until we close out this year. 2006 rises up, go ahead and become opinionated and full of suggestions and see where it takes you. But if you really want to make the end of this year a powerful one, then I want you to put yourself back in the mode of being teachable. Put yourself back in the mode of being humble. Put yourself back in the mode of, okay, what do I have to do? What's my next step? Growing again, instead of you being the expert all the time. Now, there's many of you that don't have six and seven figure incomes, and yet you walk around as though you do. You talk like you do, but no results to prove it. And what I'm going to suggest to every one of us on this phone right now, listen, it's harvest time right now, guys. It is absolute harvest time. It is crazy season right now. It's monster growth right now at the moment. And in order for us to rise up and take the plunder that is happening out there, regardless if we're there or not, it is going to come. It is happening right now. The advertising agencies are going berserk with far too many leads than what they can handle. So what I will tell you is that for right here, right now, if we're going to give it our best, we've got to lay down our opinions and our suggestions, and we've got to get teachable once again. We have to sit there and go, okay, what does the marketplace need, and let me get it to them. Now, we don't assume that we know what it is, and we don't give our opinions on what we think it is. No, we ask. We ask. So in your prospecting, for example, if you're leading a huge sales force or not, get back to prospecting. Get back to asking that prospect what they want. Get back to asking that prospect what it is that they need. Get back to asking that prospect, man, what are they good at? What are the things they don't like? Get back to that. Get back to being humble and trying to learn and grow instead of trying to prove that we're already done. Instead of trying to, I don't know about you, but man, when I put something in the oven and the bell rings and it's done, it's going to get eaten. It will be devoured. So if you think that you're done, the next step after done is devour. Do you want to be devoured? I don't think so. And this season is going to come and it's going to go. And it's those that are humble, that are teachable, that have laid down their opinions, that have laid down their suggestions, that are just like, okay, I'm ready. Show me. Tell me. Which direction do I go in? What do you want me to do? Where do I turn next? Even if you think you already know all that stuff, it's about getting back to the basics. It's about getting back to what we know works. And that is, lay down your opinions and suggestions. Quit trying to come up with new ideas and new ways of making things happen. And there are some of you that are not going to listen to me on this. I just know it. I always know it. It's amazing to me. And I can see it. There are some of you that are going to grow huge in the next 90 days. And there's some of you that are not. And the ones that are not are the ones that are busy in management mode. With their opinions, with their suggestions, with their bright ideas, instead of putting their heads down and doing what they know works, talk to people. So for that rare breed of people that are going to listen to me, lay down your opinions and your suggestions. It's time to be teachable. It's time to be hungry. It's time to be willing. It's time to be willing to step out of your comfort zone and do something. Get on the phone and talk to a tremendous amount of people. But Danny, I don't know how. I promise you, if you just pick it up and you start going for it, the rest will work itself out. Number three, you want to follow directions. Follow directions, man. Right now, there are, and I know that many of you are plugged into a lot of different trainers, and that's fine if that works for you. But you need to pick a path, you need to stick to the path, and you need to follow the directions. I had a guy that was a six-figure income earner that was begging him to teach me how to crawl, walk, then run. Man, please show me the way. And he told me, he says, if you do not follow directions, I will not work with you. If I tell you to do something, I tell you to be somewhere, I tell you to read something, and you don't do it, he says, I will not work with you. One time you don't do what I ask you to do, we're done. And I'm telling you something, that was a hugely beneficial thing for me. I was one of those people that did not follow directions. If you gave me 10 steps, I was going to make 20 out of it. He told me to go right, I'm just going to go see what's on the left side. He told me to go up, I want to go down first. I'm going to question why. Why do you want me to turn right? Why do you want me to go left? You know what? And that's how come I was the failure that I was. Now, I'm not saying that that's how come I was at that point. I was trying to pretend like I knew something about a business I knew nothing about. Why in the world? Someone like me, okay? Here, they give me 10 steps, and I'm going to make 20 out of it. I have no grounds to stand on. I had no authority to think that my extra 10 steps were going to make it work because I had zero success, zero results. And so when you look at where you're at currently, you think, okay, let's say you're making $5,000 a month, or you're making $1,000 a month, or you're making $50,000 a month, or you're making $400,000 a month. I don't know. There's lots of different incomes that are represented on this call right now. Whatever it is that you do, I'm saying if you put yourself back in that place of, okay, I'm going to follow directions. What are my very simple steps? Every successful person I've ever studied under has done the same thing. They have their very simple things, simple formulas that they stick to, and they run that formula over and over and over again. A formula of, pick up the phone, read this script, bring them to a presentation, read the other script, book an on-the-job training call. Simple stuff. Simple, pay attention, follow directions. Find somebody who has what you want and do what they do. Don't complicate what they do. Just do what they do. Keep it simple. People through time wind up complicating things. And I mean through time. It could be through time and success. When they have success, they complicate it. Or just through time with no success, then they complicate it. Instead of just keeping it simple, there's a simple formula. If you had any bit of success at all, meaning you brought somebody in your business, you got a customer, that was a formula of success. What most people do is they complicate it. Shortly after they've had that kind of success, they change this or they change that, and then, before they know it, they have a totally different result, and it's not working. They wind up totally frustrated. So I'm telling you right now, follow directions. Keep it simple. For those of you that are in the direct sales industry, the home-based business industry, and you're somebody that prospects, if you go to my website and you look on from January, I think it's sometime after the 15th of January, there's a series that I did. There's a 5-week series that really brings you through the 5 very basic steps into building your business. Very, very simple. But it's like easy and simple at the same time. There's no excuse after that. I mean, those are your 5 directions. Boom, right there. Bada boom, bada bing, it's done. So just pay attention to people who have what you want. Do what they do. Don't complicate it. Keep it simple. Follow those directions and don't change anything. Just don't reinvent the wheel. Not right now. You want to start reinventing your world, wait till next August. Good time to do it. Right now is not the time. December, go right ahead. Christmas Day, go ahead. You want to reinvent something, go ahead and do it that day. But not now. You don't want to lose the timing that God has placed you in right now. He placed you at the time of harvest time. That's where you're sitting. Don't waste that time by changing what you're supposed to be doing. Waste that time by complicating what somebody is telling you to do. Don't waste that time by not fully taking advantage of paying attention to people who have what you want and doing what they do. Number 4, you need to invest in you. This is the greatest gift that the person I was working with, who was a 6-figure income earner, ever gave me. The greatest gift he ever gave me was selling me on the fact that I needed to invest into myself by getting me to understand that if I wanted to be good at it, then I needed to put up some money and some time, and get my butt in front of some training seminars. That is the greatest gift that he gave me. No one ever told me that before, and no one after. No one had ever sat me down and said, man, you know what, Danny, if you want to master something, you need to make investments in the direction of what you want to master. No one ever said that. To be honest with you, and many of you are the same way, where you actually believe that success is luck, that success is a game of chance, that it's an actual gamble, it's like a lottery ticket, or it's like the crap tables in Las Vegas. I'm here to tell you it's not. I didn't get lucky. I didn't gamble. I made investments in myself. And those investments paid off tremendously. In fact, my investment I made in myself was $25,000, and I did that in a matter of about 5 months. That $25,000 has made me millions of dollars. Why? Because when you invest in your skill, no one can take your skill from you. Although my husband drained my bank account, stole my business, everything was taken from me, right? He could take those tangible things. But what was it that started that next business shortly after he drained everything and I was homeless? Skill. It was skill. It's a skill that I had invested into the year before that I took out to the marketplace and made $18,000 in 45 days. So when you make that kind of investment, and I'm grateful to this guy. I never heard it before and I've never heard it after. But to make investments into myself, make investments into my skill, improve, do whatever the cost is, improve your skill, improve your ability, improve your talent. That you bring that to the marketplace is how you make more money. And that started me on a quest of studying successful people, putting myself in positions where I could learn from people who were doing a fabulous job and learn and watch and grow from them. And many of you can do that by way of CDs right there in the comfort of your own home. Some of you that are homeless like me, you can listen online for free. No matter where your financial position is, you have the opportunity to grow and to make improvements in every area of your skill so that you can stop wasting time and instead start profiting from your time. Number 5, you need to realize your areas of weaknesses and pray for the strength from above. You know, early on, I knew that there were a whole lot of weaknesses that I had. I was afraid of talking to people. I was afraid of people in general. Every person up in my life up to that point had so wronged me, screwed me over, stole from me, cheated me, violated me. And so I had some serious trust issues with just people. And that was a major weakness that I had. And to be honest with you, whatever weakness it is that you have, whether that weakness is in, maybe you're afraid to ask the closing question. Maybe you're afraid to give a presentation. Maybe you're afraid to talk to people. Maybe you're afraid to ask for help. Maybe you're afraid to make the investment to improve your future. Whatever it is, whatever excuse you have before you, you need to realize your areas of weakness and you need to pray for strength from above. Yes, you need to make the investments in that area. I mean, obviously, the people that are a part of our prospecting and closing classes for right now, especially in September, man, these guys are already cranking. It's blowing my mind. I could tell you stories for hours. We had several people just in 2 days who had never sponsored anybody in their life sponsor 2 and 3 people. Many of you remember the young lady, Corey, from somewhere in the Midwest. She was in the Boston seminar. Her husband sold his truck for her to be able to go to the seminar, for the two of them to go to the seminar in Boston. Well, her first Tuesday out of the prospecting class, she sponsored 3 people in 2 days. From Tuesday to Thursday, she had already sponsored 3 people. Isn't that amazing? How awesome is that? Why? Because she made the investment in her skills. She realized her weakness, and she looked for help to cover her weakness. Now it's becoming a great strength for her. And so for some of you that you know, let's say that you're not a risk taker like Corey and her husband were, and that's okay. Again, that's an issue of excuses, and she realized she had excuses in my way. I can't afford it. She found a way to afford it. But she made that investment in herself, and look at this. Look, that's just crazy. Many of you that were in Boston, you know exactly who I'm talking about. They had the whole room in tears that her husband believed enough in her to sell his truck for her to be able to grow, for her to be able to improve, and for her to be able to work a business so that they could be totally debt-free and have a life with a little bit more room in their finances and not so much stress. And so realize your areas of weaknesses and pray for strength from above. That's what I've done. Even just getting on this call, that's what I was doing right before I got on the call with this. Like, okay, God, you know what they need. You are the one that brings revelation. You're the one that brings satisfaction. You have to give them what they need. And so don't sit there and moan and groan and complain about your weaknesses. Look for help. Look for help. And if nothing else, help from above is free. It's totally free, but you have to be willing to step up in the direction that you're asking help for. Don't sit there like most hypocrites do and sit there and ask for help and not take a step in the right direction to get the help. That's a total hypocrite. Oh, Lord, please help me. And yet, you know, we turn on the television and play with our remote control. You know, oh, God, I really need a debt. Please help us with our finances. And then here comes a friend to tell you about a business opportunity that you can make extra money to be able to get help with your finances. And you're like, you know, I'm not interested in one of those. Do you know what I mean? Don't be a hypocrite. That if you realize that you have some areas of weaknesses in your life, let's say that your marriage is in total shambles. Let's say it's a disaster. Well, if you're going to sit there and say, oh, Lord, please help me with my marriage, and yet not seek out help from a marriage counselor, well, then you're being ignorant and you're being hypocritical. You have to take a step in the right direction of where the improvements need to happen. Let's say that you've got all kinds of fears. You're afraid of whatever, talking to people, closing people, presenting, afraid of trusting people, afraid of being around people. And yet, you know, you're sitting there in your closet praying and asking for help, and yet you still stay in that closet, not stepping out to test whether or not you have received what you asked for in full. Are you with me? And so don't be a hypocrite. Don't ask and not step out and seek. Don't seek, and then when you get to the door, not knock. Are you with me? You have to follow through. So realize the areas of weaknesses and pray for strength from above, and then take steps in the direction to prove that what you're asking for is being strengthened within you. Step number 6. You want to make sure that during this time that you immunize yourself and you immunize your brand new people that you're getting started in your business, okay? Immunize yourself, immunize them. You're sitting there going, what are you talking about, Danny? I haven't had immunization since I was a kid. That's not my point. Very similar, though. What does an immunization does? It helps to protect from a disease that can kill, all right? And there is a disease inside of your business and inside of your head. You just don't realize it, and that is the disease of negativity. And so you can immunize yourself and immunize your people. Whenever I brought new people into my business, I told them dead on, this is what you're going to expect. In fact, I close every seminar with this. But if you're expecting, like, everything to be so wonderful now, get a grip. You live on planet Earth. It's not going to be. There is still going to be painful trials. There's still going to be tribulation. There's going to be things that are going to hurt. There's going to be discouragement. There's going to be disappointment. There's going to be disadvantage. There's going to be unfortunate things that happen, like what's happened to our brothers and sisters out there in Louisiana. These things happen. It is called life. What happened to Twin Towers 4 years ago, this is called life. This is called what happens. This is planet Earth. Are you with me? We're not in heaven yet, okay? So currently under this world system, this is the way it is. All right, so here's the deal. The deal is that you have to get a reality check and know, okay, hold on a second. And this is what I would tell every new person I got started. Listen, people are going to try to put you down. People are going to try to talk you out of this. Let's say I'm talking to my new rep. His name is John. John, I'm just going to let you know something. Here, you've come in. You got excited. You saw an opportunity to be able to get yourself out of debt and start putting away money for your college tuition for your 3 children. Now, not everybody is going to agree with the method in which you've chosen to do that. And, John, I just want to let you know that some of the people that we begin practicing on as we're starting to move your business forward, some of those people may wind up kind of negative about what you're doing. Some of them may even try to talk you out of it. Some of them may go, oh, my gosh, are you doing one of those kind of things? Now, it's only because, first of all, they have not yet realized that where their life is going is not in the place that they really want it to go in. Number 2, just because they don't have the courage to step up and do what you're doing doesn't mean that they have the right to put down what you're doing. But unfortunately, that's how a lot of third graders act. And unfortunately, a lot of our friends are still stuck in the third grade. Between third and seventh grade is where most of them are at. And so just understand, John, that there will be people that are not going to agree with what you do. There will be people that may even get you to doubt the quality of our product. There may even be people that will get you to doubt the prosperity that happens in our industry year after year, month after month. And it has been going on for several decades now. So I want you to know that this is common. And to be honest with you, with anything you try, think about it. Have you ever gotten slack with a certain job that you chose to get? Has anyone ever, like, tried to stand in your way and tell you, you know what, it's never going to work, you're crazy, you're nuts, you're stupid, I don't even know why you're going there? And John's going to say, yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, this is the same as anything else. So I want you to expect it. Expect that not everybody is going to be for you. Not everybody is going to be right behind you going, yeah, man, go, I believe you can do it. There are some. They're just, no matter what they see, they're just those negative kind of people. I mean, we all know people like that, don't we, John? Yeah. So no matter what you do, whether you decided to go off and become an oral surgeon or you decided to become a mechanic, there's going to be people in your life that are going to criticize what you do. Now, John, you haven't made it this far in life without having people criticize you, have you? No, absolutely not. You've had people criticize you, right? Yeah, absolutely. Okay, great. So you're not afraid of that, are you? No, absolutely not. I'm not afraid of that at all. So you can stand up under criticism from others, correct? Yes, I can. Great. Then you're going to be fine. But just understand, people will try to get you to doubt. They will get you to question our industry, the quality of our product, and your future with us. So just know that the bottom line is that 12 months from today, you will show those people the check. And there's no sweet revenge like results, right? We answer the critics with success, and that's where we're going to get up there and hit it hard fast to get you some success. We answer critics with success, okay? So there you go. Immunize yourself. Immunize the people that you're getting started. And you have to tell them. That's why they have to stay plugged in. Guys, this is why you have local meetings set up, why some of you do. Some of you have local meetings. Some of you make choices. Well, I don't have a guest, so I'm not going to go. You're doing yourself a huge disservice. You have unplugged yourself. You've unplugged yourself from the belief. You've unplugged yourself from the business that you made a choice to get started in. Could you imagine the gentleman, Ray Kroc, who started McDonald's, and he just said, you know what? I don't know if I'm going to sell any burgers today, so I'm not going to open the doors. That's like a stupid move. That's not a business. That's a hobby. And so if you've made a commitment to a local training center, you absolutely, without a doubt, need to be there. It's for your good and the good of others that are around there. It's for all of you to keep each other up. It's for all of you to keep each other focused. It's for all of you to encourage one another and to be reminded as to why it is that you're doing what you're doing. Regardless if you have guests or not, those local Saturday trainings that you guys have going on, important for you to stay plugged in. Why? Because it builds your immunity out. It builds your immunity stronger to the outside sources of those who are trying to tear you down, to the outside sources that are trying to make you doubt, to the outside sources that are trying to keep you stuck in a rut forever. That's why it's important to stay plugged in, okay? Number 7, you must persist. This next 90 days, guys, you've got to persist more than you've ever persisted before. It is the ones that persist are the ones that are going to have the most of the harvest. The ones who have absolutely gained strength in the area of persistence are the ones that are going to have the most buckets full at the end of the year. You must persist because it's worth it. You must persist because what's on the other side of giving up? Where you were already. The place you decided you can't stay. So it's one or the other. You have two choices here, one road or the other road. The other road, you already know what's on that side. Let me ask you this. The road that you were on before you came here, were there disappointments? Yes. On the road that you were, the road of what? Were there disappointments? Yes. Were there disadvantages? Yes. Were there times of feeling like a failure? Yes. Were there times where things didn't work out? Yes. And that was the road to the rut. Then there's the road to the freedom. There's the road to financial freedom, the road to your dreams, the road to restoration. What's on that road? That road has disappointment, has discouragement, has disadvantages. Yes, has times where you're going to feel like a failure. Yes, but as long as you persist, you're heading on the right road. Both have the same. You know, for some reason, people just think, oh, you know, it's just too hard, Danny. My business is too hard. I just can't seem to get it off the ground. Let me tell you something. Get off your lazy boy chair, and you'd be amazed what'll happen. Get on the phone and give it your best, 100% commitment. Then if you're lacking skill, then make the investment in yourself to get better skill. There's still a couple seats left in the October classes, by the way, for prospecting and closing. There's still some seats left available in that. And I'm telling you, people that get in them, they have outrageous results. Especially the ones that come with the strongest desire. I have to make this work. I'm going to make this work. I'm going to do whatever it takes to succeed. Give me a break. Now we got Harriet. Harriet Lowe, who is 76 years old, who just graduated out of those classes. Who's ripping it up. This woman is blowing my mind. 76 years old. Who, gosh, most of you would just like roll over and want to die if you knew what this woman is doing. Doing so awesome. No excuses. Making things happen. Talking to people. Growing. Man, her posture is just blowing my mind. 76 years old. From the time I had her in at first class that I had her in to now is crazy. But you have to persist. Which road are you going to be on? The road to a rut that ends with a dead end that still has all that negative stuff? Or are you going to rise up to the road where you are going to have freedom? The choice is yours, and it's worth it. You have to stay off the roller coaster of life, you guys. You've got to rise up and make a decision that you're going to make it no matter what it takes. Number 8, you want to close this month with more than you've ever done before. Talk to more people than you've ever talked to before. A lot of what happens in these classes that will be happening in October and for prospecting and closing, the main thing that changes the most for most people is the fact that they're having to do more dials. And when they talk to more people, their skill automatically increases. So do you want an infusion of greater skill? Talk to more people. Bring more people to a presentation than you've ever brought before in your life. Read that closing script to more people than you've ever read it before in your life. Bring more people to a Saturday training than you've ever brought it before in your life. Bring more people to a Monday night conference call than you ever, ever have done before in your life. Send more people to the archive calls at DannyJohnson.com than you ever have before in your life. You have to make the choice. Is this going to be the month? Is this going to be the next 2 weeks, the month where you say, okay, I'm doing more than I've ever done. I'm going to talk to more people than I've ever talked to. I'm going to read this script more than I've ever read it. I'm going to close more than I've ever closed. I'm going to present more than I've ever presented. I'm going to bring more to a training than I've ever done that before. I'm going to bring more to the archive calls than I've ever done before. I'm going to bring more to this live Monday night call than I ever have before. Do that this month. Whatever obstacles you are facing right now, you need to know that somebody else has already overcome the same obstacle. And it could be your next door neighbor. Did you hear me? Whatever obstacle you're going to put in front of you, somebody else has already accomplished it. Number 9. You need to get on and get it done. No time for distractions, no time for excuses, no time for crisis management. An opportunity is never lost. It's always taken. Somebody will talk to that lead tomorrow. An opportunity is never lost. It is always taken. Somebody will talk to your neighbor tomorrow. I can guarantee you that an opportunity truly is never lost. It will be taken by those who do these things that I just spent the last 45 minutes sharing with you. You have to get it on, get it done, no time for distractions, no time for excuses, no time for crisis management. It is only time to get results. And if you put your complete focus on results and results alone, it will blow your mind what you will be able to accomplish. I mean, it will blow your mind as to what you will be able to accomplish. You will look back on October 1st and go, oh my goodness, this is the best month I've ever had. Oh my goodness, I accomplished more than I've ever accomplished. I'm so blessed. I listened to that call and I rose up and I got over it all. I got on the phone and made more calls than I've ever made. Is this going to be the month you say this? Is this going to be the month you say, you know what? I made more calls than I've ever made. I talked to more people than I've ever talked to before in my life. I made more things happen than I've ever made happen before in my life. And this is why my check grew. God is willing to bless you abundantly if you're willing to do the work. Are you willing to step up and meet him halfway? Are you willing to step up to make things happen? We have it all set up here. We're not on trial. Don't you want to be in that place where you're not? So again, let me just do some housekeeping here. Number 1, no excuses. Number 2, leave your opinions and suggestions behind for the next 90 days. Number 3, follow directions and pay attention to someone who has what you want. Number 4, invest in you. Invest in you. Come on, and it's free. There's free stuff on that website. Invest in you. If you need help in the area of skills, there's October classes, closing and prospecting. It's from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. California time. From 9 a.m. to 10:30 California time, 4 weeks in a row. 4 weeks in a row, we're going to meet on the phone for an hour and a half, 4 weeks in a row through the month of October to help you to improve your prospecting skills, to troubleshoot your prospecting skills and your closing skills. Okay, so number 4 was investing in you. Number 5, realize your areas of weakness. Pray for strength from above. Number 6, immunize yourself and others. 7, persist because it's worth it. 8, close this month with more than you've ever done before. Do more this month than you've ever done before. Number 9 is get on and get it done already. No distractions, no excuses, no crisis management. Just get the results. So those are 9 steps, guys. And those are important steps for you to follow through with. I want it to be that this army that's listening right now and this army that we are literally, that God's given us the privilege to work with, to develop, to train, to equip, to raise up into leadership. There will be people that get started in the next 90 days that will be six-figure income earners in 2006. Clearly. And who will those people be? The ones who maximize what they have and do these things that I just shared with you. So let me just get a couple things out of the way. Just want to let you guys know we are just under $9,000 in donations right now that we've received for the Louisiana rescue or whatever fund you want to call it. I'm so sorry. So for the Louisiana relief efforts, we told you guys that we are willing to match you dollar for dollar, penny for penny, if you want to make a donation to Samaritan's Purse. Many of you have received an email from us. If you have not, and guys, you can extend this out to your churches. You can extend this out to your workplaces, to your neighbors, anybody that you want to extend this to. We are more than willing to match dollar for dollar, penny for penny of a donation that you want to make for the Louisiana Relief Fund. So again, we've already collected just under $9,000, and so we will match at $9,000. But I got to tell you, there's a whole lot more we'd like to match than just that. So if you have it in your heart to give, and if you have it in your heart, and I don't care what it is, I mean, go sit down with your family and just go, you know what, kids, what can we sacrifice this month? What can we do to help somebody who is seriously in need? There's thousands of homeless people out there in the South right now, and we want to be able to make a big difference in them. So how it works, again, is that if you go to SamaritansPurse.com, you make a donation, you call our office or email us, let us know how much your donation was, and we will send an amount, to send the same exact amount, as well. Okay, so we have a whole lot more that we want to give than just $9,000. So whatever it is that you guys want to step it up to, we got plans of far greater. We are hoping that we are able to raise multiple six figures to be able to help those people out there. Because I know if you were in that position, you'd be wanting to get the same kind of help, no question. So anyway, so I just want to let you guys know, good job already. We just made that announcement just a few days ago, and so for those of you who've already given in that way, man, we're proud of you. And just understand that whatever you hand out will come back to you. I promise you. And what a great way to close the end of your year, that you know you sowed seed in a place of need and that will come back to you. No question. That if you show a sign of generosity, then you will have generosity coming back to you in this fall season during this harvest time that we have sitting up right now. So I encourage you strongly, if you make a donation to Samaritan's Purse, we will match that donation. If you make a donation of $10,000, we are going to match that $10,000 with an additional $10,000. If you make a donation of $100, we're going to put in another $100. If you make a donation of $20,000, we're going to put in another $20,000. If you make a donation of $1,000, we're going to put in another $1,000 until we run out of money. Until we can't do it anymore, we're going to keep going. And so, guys, let's do it. Let's make it happen. I know that whatever you hand out will come back to you. And this is unselfish funds. Instead of buying another pair of black shoes, instead of buying another lipstick, instead of buying another shirt you don't need, instead of buying that Big Mac, I want you to take that money, get it over to Samaritan's Purse, email us letting us know how much you donated, whether it was $2.67, we will match $2.67. Okay, whatever it is that you can give, give it. Give it joyfully, give it with a good heart, and I promise you, you have it pressed down, shaken together, and running over right back to you. Also, the October classes, again, starts the first week in October. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. California time, Pacific Standard Time. If you want more information on that, go to www.dannyjohnson.com, D-A-N-I, Johnson.com. Also, to let you guys know, and we do apologize for this, Dallas, Texas, we have our Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions workshop taking place. We're going to spend 12 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We are going to be doing a 12-hour-long intensive and very progressive training in the area of prospecting and closing. That is taking place October 2nd, which is a Sunday in Dallas, Texas. It's at the Marriott. Go to the website, www.dannyjohnson.com. You will find, go under events, you will find this Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions workshop. It is going to be a whole lot of role-playing throughout the day, me troubleshooting, you role-playing with me, and me saying what it is that you're doing that is causing your prospect to give you objections. After that workshop, you will clearly understand how to get people to show up for the follow-up call, how to get them to not only how to decrease your objections that you get, but how to handle them and how to get your prospect buckled at the knees before your feet saying, please get me started. Do you want to get people to that point? Get to that workshop. And I got to apologize. We only have a room that right now, that the availability is they only can seat 200 people. We really like sardines in that room. We only have 40 seats left. We announced this 1 week ago. So there's only 40 seats left. If you have booked a ticket and yet you have not gotten your seat yet, oh, gosh, I'm telling you, we cannot fit more than 200 people unless the hotel grows another room somehow. We can't fit more than that. So it's stopped at 200. That's the maximum that we can have currently. And, again, unless there's some big enormous miracle that happens there at the Marriott, which they have told us, no, sorry, that's all we got. There's nothing we can do. And that's all we can fit. And it's first come, first serve basis. Same with the October classes, first come, first serve basis. Then we've got First Steps to Success in St. Louis, you guys. We're going to be in Missouri. And, man, you guys have been screaming for us for 2 years to come out there, and we are coming. And so fully take advantage of that. And for any of you that have a sales organization, let me just give you a tip. For those of you who have a sales organization, it's somewhere near St. Louis, Chicago area, Kentucky, Kansas, in Missouri. All of those northern and east and western states, guys, this is St. Louis is an inexpensive place to fly to, and you want to get on the phone and you want to start building that area up for the people that are there. So, for example, your current sales force that's in California, you can call them and say, who do you know in St. Louis, or who do you know that's around the St. Louis? Who do you know in Michigan? Who do you know in Illinois? Who do you know in Kansas? Who do you know in Missouri? Are you with me? This is what you want to start asking. Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? And start driving it and getting people on your conference calls and getting them registered in the First Steps to Success. If you want to maximize it, grow out a whole new area. Here we are. It's taken us 2 years to get out to St. Louis. I don't know if we're going to be back in 2 years. I don't know. There are hundreds of cities that we're requesting for us to come to, and we can't hit every single one. That's for stinking sure. But it's taken 2 years to get to one of the top most requested city in our database, which is St. Louis, and it's taken us this long to get there. So I will tell you, if you want to maximize that area, start working the chain down now. Just say, who do you know in St. Louis? Who do you know in Kansas? Who do you know in Missouri? Who do you know in Illinois? Who do you know in North Dakota? I mean, I don't care. Whatever it is, it is driving business. Who do you know in Michigan? Who do you know in Minnesota? Who do you know? Who do you know? Who do you know? And start driving that through. Even your emails that you're sending out to your teams is saying, hey, guys, First Steps is going to come and it's going to go. This is the first time it's ever been here. We don't know if it's ever going to come back. This is our chance to really explore the area. I know that there's several leaders listening to me right now that are purchasing leads in that area right now to drive for the St. Louis event. Why? Because First Steps is going to be there with a great way to establish a brand new community, a brand new sales organization in that area. And that's the way you want to approach your teams. The way you approach your teams on this, or approach your warm market, or even approach the leads that you're getting, is this, okay? We are looking to expand our business in the St. Louis area and in other communities in the suburbs abroad. So we're looking for somebody that's going to be able to position themselves with the right kind of professional training, in the right position inside of our compensation structure, so that when First Steps comes, that not only are they there, but they've got a 5 to 10 people there themselves, so that when that seminar comes and goes, they are now left with absolute phenomenal equipping to explode the city and to own it. So you tell them, we're looking to expand. Call your warm market saying, hey, listen, our company's expanding into St. Louis. They're having a launch starting October 22nd and 23rd. Okay, it's October 22nd and 23rd, St. Louis. And you tell me, October 22nd and 23rd, we have got an internationally known trainer that is coming into town to train, equip, and develop. The person's going to be basically in charge of running that entire area. So I'm looking for somebody who's qualified, who's motivated, who's a team player, who's dependable, that we're interviewing to see if they have what it takes to be able to start an area like that. Who do you know in that area? You start doing that, and I'm telling you guys, you're going to have an army of people there, brand new blood from St. Louis. Their First Steps, they're driving it forward, getting new people there themselves. Now you come and you even get some office. You've got a team there who's like fully equipped. Game changes, if I have to say that. Okay, that's the way I work my business. Any city that I'm going to, boom, man. I'm asking my warm market, who do you know in New York City? We're going to be in New York. We're looking for someone. Do you know anyone who knows anyone in New York? Are you with me? That's the way to do it. Okay, guys. Wish me, hey, keep me in your prayers. My daughter's going to be induced in 4 hours. and we're hoping and praying for a speedy, quick delivery. And we're not going to be up all night long doing this. I am scheduled tomorrow for a prospecting and closing class, providing that everything goes smoothly, guys. We are on for tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. If I am watching my daughter push a baby up, then you know it is canceled, and we will reschedule the call and give you guys a bonus on top of that. So I know you guys are – that was the agreement we made with you when you signed up with that class. September was a month where you needed to be flexible. Otherwise, we were not going to do the class at all. So the arrangement is what it is, and you guys will hear from us and know whether or not the class is canceled or if it's on schedule. But right now, it's on schedule. We'll see where we're at and see where she's at, and we'll go from there, okay? I'm going to unmute the lines. You guys, I'm blessed by you. Thank you so much. I'm proud to be in business with you. I'm proud of who you are. I pray that this week is a prosperous week, that you do more than you've ever done before based on what you're willing to do and what you're willing to do and how many calls you're willing to make. I'm going to pray that this week that God is peace with you, that His favor is with you, that doors open, no man could ever open, but it's only doors that could be opened from heaven straight upon you, and that you rise up in your leadership, you rise up in your gifting and in your skills, and you blow yourself away. Hold on. All right, we're live. Good night. God bless you guys.
Earl.
Night, Grandma.
Earl. Thanks,
Danny. New York City.
Thanks, Danny. From Las Vegas.
Danny,
thanks, Danny from Wyoming.
Govan from New York City.
Thanks, Danny, from Vegas.
Thanks,
Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Will enjoy.
Love you, Danny, from Michigan.
Thank you, Danny, from Springerville, Arizona.
Thank you.
Bye, Danny.
Thank you, Danny.
Thanks, Danny, from Monterey, California.
You are awesome, young lady. God bless you.
Thank you, Danny, from Washington.
Thanks,
I hope your baby.
Martha, Florida.
Has her baby.
The baby.
Enjoy.
This concludes the call. Have a great week.